Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Night Shadows. I'm Stuart Best, where the paranormal is normal, where that which you thought you knew, you didn't, and where the future can be known if you know exactly where to look.
Well, good evening, everyone, and thanks for tuning in and listening, and we are very fortunate. We have Larry on his phone down there in the Southland. Hi, Larry.
Hey, Stuart.
Boy, you have been through the ringer three or four times down there, and all the prayers have, well, I should say prayer has an awful big effect, and I guess most people really don't know how to pray properly or strong enough, but it really is the crowning glory of the Christian is to understand the power of prayer, and it doesn't need to be made a big display of, but it really does work. And anyway, why don't you tell the folks, Larry, what you guys went through down there and how it started, if you choose to, anyway.
Yeah, it's pretty, I suppose, interesting. Thank God we've come through it, and we're actually in the healing process now and trying to come back from it, which is really, really a struggle. It almost takes, it almost sucks the life out of your body. You know, it wants to take your breath. It wants to take your blood. It wants to shut down your respiratory system, circulation system. It just wants to shut you down. And, you know, excuse me, we don't know really where the contact was that we wound up with it, but me and my wife both got it, and I was trying to take care of her, and well, that's, you know, life in the fast lane. And so last Friday, you know, we both tested positive for COVID, and she went last Friday for her antibody infusion, and then I went Monday for my infusion. I, you know, she went first, and then I, you know, a whole weekend went by before I could get mine, and and so, you know, you struggle, and the thing was that it tries to take your oxygen level down, and, you know, I kept struggling to keep mine up, you know, deep breathing exercises, walking, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, things you normally don't do with the flu. And I kept mine up to 97, 98, and a couple of times 99, believe it or not. I mean, it was really, really exceptional. And I really do believe prayer played a huge role in pulling me out of this. Now, you know, I'm 74. You know, I know you're older, but I'm 74, and this is tough stuff for a guy that age. And my whole system had been compromised. You know, I had been sick for 6 months, probably. You know, I was having problems, and so when I went into this, I was down, and this was a real struggle. And the when it comes on you, it's not. It doesn't approach like a flu. It actually is deceptive, and you feel weak. You feel tired. Feel run down. You feel, you know, all kind of little things. You cough a little, and you know it. But it's all that time that you're doing those little things, not recognizing what the monster is that's grabbed you. It's literally sucking the life out of you and overwhelming your body, and you don't even know it. And so, you know, basically, right now, the healthcare system, from what I'm hearing, is basically not into the, it doesn't seem like it's really into the healing of people. It's into the jab, if you will. And so we fought that. We fought that, and, you know, both of us took, because it's the only thing we could get our hands on, was animal ivermectin. And it began, you know, I felt it within hours start moving this stuff, whatever it is. And so I had a weekend of that, to help me through the weekend until I got my infusion. And oddly enough, when I was on the way to the hospital to get the infusion, you know, I was praying and Darnette was driving. And, you know, I said, well, it's a good thing we got that ivermectin. I said, man, I needed that over the weekend working on this stuff. And the Lord began to deal with both of us that even though that helped, don't negate the power of prayer. He said that there was a huge prayer surge calling out for me to get help, you know, from him.
Mm-hmm.
That was pounding on the door of heaven, and he heard it, and he said, you know, this prayer is what really is pulling you out of this. And so anyway, I went and got the infusion and went home, and within 24 to 48 hours, this stuff almost knocks it. It doesn't knock it out, it knocks it down, and then your system begins to overwhelm this monster. But, Stuart, it's almost like it had a life of its own. And you know, I sent you an image of something, and
yeah,
this is the most bizarre thing.
Yeah, I don't know. When you're coughing up something that's almost translucent and acts like jelly or something of that nature, what in the world have these people put into these modified influenza vaccines? I know Barry Rothman thinks about it, poison done by fallen angels or with the help of fallen angels. And it just seems to be a very bad type of whatever it is. And, of course, originally what they wanted to do was, you know, a bad influenza season and get everybody so hyped up and panicked that they'd go take the jab. Now we're finding out that, like, for example, in Israel, there's a doctor over there, I guess he's quite a well-known doctor over there, says that like 95% of the people are that have been double jabbed and now going on to triple jabs are the ones who are in the hospitals dying and very, very sick from it all. So it almost seems like it is the jab itself that's making the people ill and making them into transmitters, or I don't know what else you could call them. You don't have to be around. I was listening to Celeste Salome, and she said you don't have to be around somebody. You should be around. I don't know exactly how to word this. You want to be not around people beyond 20 minutes. And if you are beyond that, then you're likely to be catching whatever they're shedding or transmitting. These diabolical angels and the minions of Satan that have invaded and all but taken over the medical profession and the research operations of the medical part are, I don't know what you'd call them, diabolical. I mean, they have developed something here. And I'm beginning to wonder, is this maybe not the trap they set for humanity, and they themselves are going to fall into it with mutations they never even dreamed? You know, the unknown unknowns, as the military's apt to put it. So, I don't know, boy. Well, I'm glad you guys got out of that. What a mess.
Well, it's interesting
yeah,
too, because the infusion doesn't take that long, but the preparation for the infusion does. And I
mm-hmm.
got mine at the Poto, Oklahoma hospital, medical center there. I went in and got it, and then I went home. And oddly enough, they are just covered up because they've got people. Apparently, some states are almost outlawing this procedure and
yep.
Blocking it. And they told me that they've got people come from multiple states and all the way even from Colorado to Oklahoma to get that treatment. But the treatment is incredible. It's a COVID antibody infusion is what it is. So you're putting basically antibodies, you know, it's, you know, to fight the bodies. And it's really, mm-hmm. really strange because, you know, as I was getting that infusion, it keep running through my head, life is in the blood. And that's where the infusion was going, was into my blood. What do you think?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. I mean, and, you know, what's interesting is they're outlawing it all over, like they are this ivermectin, or however you pronounce that. And they're just outlawing it all, or saying it's all just hocus-pocus and, you know, old wives' tales, dangerous, you shouldn't be taking anything like that. And on they go. It seems like everything they talk about or demand or order is designed to kill people rather than help them. And, of course, if you go back to the Georgia Guidestones, and you even go into the eugenic writings of the rich men of the earth, they have long planned for the extermination of huge masses of humanity. And there's no question now that this is what this is all about, and this is why they're coming out with everything they can to make you ill and to get rid of you, basically. If something like this infusion works, well, we can't have that. If this drug works, well, you can't do that. So they just outlaw everything so that you will die. And, that, you know, it's amazing that the American people and basically the people of the whole world haven't figured this thing out yet. Evidently, as I've said before, they can't evidently get their mind wrapped around the fact that our government world leaders, Psalm 2, are there to get rid of you. And that's what they want to do. And it's just amazing that the people, like, you know, the only answer is it's a hypnotic, satanic, witchcraft spell that has been woven over the whole earth. And also it's probably some sort of a separating thing. God says, I'll pick your delusions and, you know, for disobedience. And the Christian church is totally disobedient. And it's just amazing how all this is going. So I don't know how long you want to stay, and what have you got that you want to bring up?
Anything? Well, I was going to bring up something that's really, really interesting. One of the things that, because I continued to do short prayer walks and all of this, one thing that I was told, I believe, by the Holy Spirit was the fact that COVID is a demon. It's a literal demon. And oddly enough, you know, Barry Rothman's still digging into that information, and actually is information coming out now indicating possibly the Chinese connection and the Canadian meteorite situation, which gives it an alien factor. Listen to this. This is something that Axel Augusto Perez, it's a comment that he made that really struck me. He says, they are talking about the jabs. He says they are downloading and changing the software of life in humans. He said these people are evil to the bone. And basically the virus was brought out to bring the vaccines.
Yes, absolutely. The panic, the fright, all of the fear factors, that was all deliberately orchestrated to get people to roll up their sleeves for this downloading event. And now we got more news in that Fauci and the rest of them are going to demand at least 3 and 4 and probably 5 and 6 more as this thing rolls out. And I believe the object of that is to prepare the people for the snake bite patch that you don't even feel. You just put it on your skin. You really don't feel anything. It's not a pointed needle. It's a palisade, which is a whole group of little tiny snake fangs that they have, and those fangs inject the hydrogel and whatever else they want to put in it. And, of course, folks, here, it's very, very hard to understand that you're dealing with nanobot technology, and they're about the size of an atom. And so it's really, really hard to understand how a little tiny patch, maybe an inch by an inch, can inject that kind of thing. Well, the people would go for that in an instant if they're having to go in every month or every 2 months to be jabbed in order to go to work, in order to keep their passes, whatever you want to call them, passports, Charlie Victor passports active. And they, from what I'm gathering, I've got some stuff about it, but if you don't go in and get your regular updates, they just void your passport, and then you can no longer travel, fly, go to work, or buy groceries or anything like that. And they're really tightening down on this, and it's obvious where this is going. And the Bible, of course, calls it the mark of the beast. Now, there are those people out there that are telling us this is the mark, and it will gravitate, you know, they're claiming that the right hand is, you know, you're just merely shaking the hands of the evil ones and agreeing to it and acquiescing to it. It's possible. I don't buy that myself. With thousands of doctors and scientists telling you not to take even the PCR test, which is full of nanobot technology. You know, why would people do it? In fact, one of the main doctors already just said, I don't understand. We've gone out there, we've warned people, and it's had absolutely or very no effect at all. So what they're dealing with, I think, is a spiritual spell. And that's why earthly arguments don't mean anything. That's why the facts don't mean anything. I mean, I've known people that know all about this, and they still took it. They knew, and they still took it. Why would you do that? I can understand why people might, out of panic and fear, just go along and, well, the medical profession has said this, not realizing that the medical profession, even your huge medical establishments, are now getting totally corrupt. And you can see argument, or I guess article, I should say after article, about people who are seriously ill. The hospitals won't even take them. You got to be vaccinated, or we're not gonna take you. You got to have the jab. That's it. It don't matter if you're dying or not. Or you got to have this test, this fake test. We have to give that to you. Have to jam that all the way up into your nostrils and get right close to that brain blood barrier so we can jump that and get that iron oxide and whatever up into your pineal gland and your holy of holies. These people are satanic, folks. If you don't believe that Satan exists, you're going to find out the hard way he does. Not only does he exist, he's intelligent beyond anything the human brain can comprehend. And he knows humanity. He's studied it for years. He knows humanity. He's given a lot of these secrets to Tavistock and a few of the, you know, the New World Order boys and girls. They know human psychology. They know it very, very well. And you got to give them credit. They've made a mockery and a fool out of humanity. And they're laughing about it. They think this is a joke. And it doesn't really matter what you read in the papers. All what matters is what's happening to the people who are taking it. And it's horrendous in many, many instances. I just can't imagine anyone, Larry, making something like this that virtually tortures people to death. And they get a big kick out of that. They think that's funny. They feed off the fear. They feed off the anguish. They feed off the pain. This is what demons do. That's why the Lord told you not to fear, because they feed off the fear. We're supposed to stand strong. And easy said, not so easy to do, I guess. But it's just too bad. Here's another one, Larry. My co-worker just told me his niece completed a two-year school course online. They will not give her a diploma unless she proves she is fully jabbed. I wonder if that's in the contract they signed when they enrolled in the course. I would doubt it. I would think it's not in there at all, because that was before Charlie Victor. So I don't know how they can add that to a contract later on. They're just trying to force people into this by any means possible. What else you got?
Well, I was going to mention also, I found out that Standeo and others are now has a, there is a source for hydrochloroquine and ivermectin for humans, and it comes from frontline doctors. You can actually go on their website, and they can you actually have a consultation, I guess a video consultation or phone consultation, and they will prescribe you the hydrochloroquine or the ivermectin for humans and mail it to a pharmacy of your choice where you can pick it up. I know that's going on. So there seems to be the beginnings of alternative capabilities of moving this stuff around the country to the right people.
Yeah, hopefully they don't shut all that down and make an order to all these pharmacies. You are not to distribute this stuff. I mean, these people are evil, folks. They don't want you to get well. They want you to die. Okay, Israel changes definition of fully vaccinated to mean person who receives three Charlie Victor jab doses. Isn't that interesting? So what they're doing now is they're changing the definition of what fully jabbed means, which changes the definition on your passports, your green card, whatever you want to do, a credit card or whatever size it is with the little chip in it. And as we said before, you can lose a credit card. You can leave it home. It can be stolen. So what's the alternative? You put it within the person. That's the alternative, and that's what they mean. That's what they already know all this. So that's what they're doing. Larry, Hal Turner Radio. Guards, I guess people from the National Guards called in on the show and said they're being activated and were being told to tell the families that they were going to be gone for quite a while. I don't know if they said anything about when this was going to be, but I'm kind of curious, is this tied, do you suppose, to any false flag event that's been rigged by Homeland Security, the FBI, to blame the unjabbed and bring in martial law? Remember, well, 9/11 was kind of one of those exercises that went live. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, and we do keep getting, it seems like, hints that they're desiring a false flag to really go full bonkers on taking the guns and giving the jabs without resistance. And oddly enough, though, you don't really know. It seems like some of the states are wanting to use their guards for state security, and it seems like the feds want to pull them away where you don't have any security of any kind. I did see a post, and I don't know what it means, but Hal Turner's got it up too, says tank trains of tanks, you know, military tanks are going through the Dakotas. Now, I don't know, you know, I mean, a few years ago I would have said, well, maybe we're going to defend America. But it makes me wonder now if Biden's going to give them to the Chinese.
There's something going on with the great red dragon, China. There's no question about it. They've all but taken over Canada to the north. They're very busy taking us over, and probably already have for all practical purposes, because, you know, Trump's been yelling and screaming at people, you better wake up, wake up. Then we had, what, 120 military flag officers, wake up, wake up, America, you're going to lose your country. And they don't even have an eye open. They're still in a comatose sleep. And it's incredible, actually, how the church, everything, is just going into this deep sleep. But I know the article you're talking about, and it just trainload. This train was so long that the guy videotaping it ran out of battery. It was, I guess, mile after mile, all car after car of tanks and all kinds of stuff being transported through the Dakotas. Well, let's see, if you go through the Dakotas, you run into Idaho, Montana, Washington. So who knows why they're moving this stuff around? We'll just have to wait and see what happens. But folks, remember what Ken Peters said happened. And this was after the rapture of the church, that the Chinese communists came in as blue helmets and were actually literally pretty much welcomed into the United States. And they were patrolling all the city streets and interstates and stuff like that. And we are hearing rumbles now of shutdowns from, and which the CDC, I think, the CDC demonic woman there who controls it was talking about, you know, if you're unjabbed, well, you know, you probably shouldn't be moving around. You're just a danger to the people, and you really shouldn't be traveling. And you know what's going to happen next? You're going to have state-to-state checkpoints. Your papers, please. And Ken Peters said that in his vision that he was shown, he claimed, by the Lord, and I believe it. He said that all of a sudden checkpoints, you couldn't go from one state to the next. You had to have permission, number one. You had to have papers to prove it, number two. And you may remember, Larry, how they had these pre-built TSA checkpoint buildings, bulletproof buildings, and they had ordered a lot of them. Do you remember that? And they were going to set them up on the interstates.
Yeah.
And you had something like that down there, but did it ever transpire and actually go up where they were going to set up some sort of a checkpoint?
Well, then it never did. Our governor is a Republican governor, and everybody in this state's armed, and that never come to fruit.
Yeah, well, that's good. Wow. I don't know. Hey, you got a hurricane named after you. Hurricane Larry. Did you know that?
Oh, I knew that was approaching, but I've never had a hurricane named after me before.
Well, there's a first. It doesn't look like it's going to hit the United States, but who knows? So probably not. Do you have anything on Earth changes you want to mention? We can go all over the place tonight.
Well, there's a lot of very strange activity going on in the sun, and you know, we just came out of about 3 days of geomagnetic storms and actually a solar tsunami that hit the planet.
Yep.
And all of this stuff seems to be coming unmistakably quick. It comes out of nowhere.
Yeah. The danger of sunspots. Here's an article that don't face Earth. Big sunspot AR-2860 is about to disappear. It makes it uniquely dangerous. And I guess there's something about them located near the sun's western limb are magnetically connected to the Earth. The sun's magnetic field spirals around like a lawn sprinkler shape known as the Parker spiral. Lines of magnetic force coming out of the western limb curve around to touch our planet. If there is an eruption today, like AR-2860 is passing through this zone, the debris will be funneled back to Earth. The resulting radiation storm could pepper satellites with high-energy protons, fogging cameras, causing reboots of onboard electronics. So they're warning that, you know, we're not really out of danger zone yet. All kinds of earth changes are going on. Here's just a few headlines, Larry. Hurricane Ida. This is from Sandeo's site. Hurricane Ida. Devastation leaves at least 59 dead in 8 states. Ida's leaders from L.A. nursing home evacuees die in concerning conditions. Remember what they did last time? And remember how they interviewed this old guy who was sitting outside the, I don't know what they call, not a Superdome, but it was, you know, where they do their indoor sports. And he said, well, why are you sitting out here? Why aren't you inside? He says, because they're killing people in there. Well, of course, yeah. They dropped that right along. What do you think?
Well, that's very true. I mean, you know, the... there's been a change. Remember back when I was a cop, you know, I was told by the FBI that you're not going to like the new FBI and you won't be able to trust the feds. And all of it's changed now. They're a different breed. They're different people.
Mm. Yeah, not good for the American people either. So anyway, your hurricane, Hurricane Larry, was forecast to become a Category 4. Staying out in the Atlantic, it looks like. So, and then East Coast rainfall. the mayor said, when they said 3 to 4 inches, I thought they meant per day, not per hour. That was his excuse. Can you imagine what it must have been like during the flood of Noah? The rainfall. I mean, that'd have to be just horrendous beyond anything we could even imagine here. Anyway, from summer heat wave to summer snow, why British Columbia is swinging between extremes is a sign of the low solar activity, but it's not global warming. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Mount Etna, another huge eruption. I'm waiting for Mount Pelee because that's the one that Edgar Casey said, when you see Mount Pelee or however they pronounce it, Pelee, erupt, the crustal shift is right behind. And we are seeing all kinds of volcanic activity everywhere. So what else you got you want to bring up?
Yeah, I was going to mention also in eastern Oklahoma, just northeast of me, you know, we're still getting these very anomalous, unusual quakes that are about four magnitude. So there's something going on. You know, I'm trying to follow the quakes a little bit. You know, this is one thing about this disease that I seemed to suffer was the fact that when I got it, it was very difficult to concentrate. It was very difficult to articulate. And I had a real hard time sending text, writing a text or writing an email or, you know, anything because, everything I was trying to hit wasn't coming out like it was supposed to come out to. So really, this was almost similar to a stroke in nature, and that's why this disease is so bizarre, is because it attacks pretty much every function of a human body, and their ability to function, which really is what they want. You know, I think that this was constructed really as a bioweapon to incapacitate a nation.
Yes. Here's one for you. Horowitz. CDC endorsed the use of ivermectin, I guess, for Afghan refugees, but not for Americans. Folks, if you can't figure out what's going on, you need to crank up those atoms in the brain and get them spinning a little faster. Here's another one, Larry, that's kind of ominous. New Chinese maritime laws go into effect. New Chinese maritime laws that went into effect on Wednesday orders nearly all foreign vessels to apply for a permit before entering Chinese territorial waters. Well, with those artificial islands down there in the South China Seas, that's what they're trying to do, is block, claim that those are territorial waters and you need a permit. Whereas the United States and England and the rest of the country sees that as international waters. So I look at this as a another power grab from China. And, you know, with what they're doing around Taiwan, soon they'll own Taiwan. And that will become then their waters. So what do you think? I just think they're expanding rapidly, and we're going to see war very quickly here.
Yeah, I think the expansion of China just is phenomenal, actually, and it's going on all around the world. Matter of fact, they opened a new port in Israel, and you would hope that Israel were smarter than that, but apparently they were not. And any port that China builds for you and opens up for use, let me assure you, that is one actual Chinese base.
Yes. Yep. And maybe this is to prevent Israel from doing a whole lot. Israel, here's some headlines. Israel carried out airstrikes near Damascus. Well, Damascus basically is already a ruinous heap from Isaiah 17. I still don't think that's the actual attack, but it's coming very quickly. Syria's air defenses, they claim, shot down most of those missiles. Palestinians killed by the IDF and the Gaza border clashes. 15 other Palestinians were injured, including 5 children. So am I reading this right, that basically it's the war is back on over there and the ceasefire is all but eliminated?
Well, it appears that this is an ongoing war that's never over. And oddly enough, I would suggest that since Bennett went to Washington and tried to meet with Biden, who appeared to fall asleep, he probably knows Israel doesn't have support from America anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. That would probably be Biden's excuse if we don't come to Israel's aid in this new last battle. He'll probably just say, I fell asleep. I didn't realize you were in trouble. Anyway, here's another one, and we warned you about this one, folks. Taliban gives U.S. tanks military equipment to Iran. Remember Iran and Russia, and I'm sure China, getting their hands on all of this military equipment. And now they got the pictures and the videos now to prove it, that a lot of this stuff went to Iran. And the reason they do that is because I think they know that Iran is going to go to war sooner or later with Israel. So I thought that was kind of interesting. Have you heard any more about that at all, Larry?
Well, the last I heard, the actual chief of staff of the IDF said that they had accelerated their preps for attack on Iran. So it appears that sooner or later they're going to do it on their own, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, they're going to have to. Another headline, skipping around a little bit. Israeli doctor Kobi Haviv 95% of seriously ill patients are jabbed. Fully jabbed people account for 85 to 90% of all hospitalizations. Kind of interesting, which interpreted means they're giving it to you with the jab, which is why they're all coming in and a lot of them are dying and the death rate is now going back up. And as we told you before, they're blaming it on these variants that are so dangerous. And when in fact, all of this appears to be coming from the jab itself and what's in it turning to people into super spreaders, which, by the way, the CDC just admitted that if you're fully jabbed, you are a super spreader. So if they're telling everybody that, then why are they insisting on a third, fourth, fifth, sixth jab? Got to ask yourself those kind of questions, folks. DOD dispatches hazmat team, closes even the airspace following Moderna jab shipment transport truck crash. And these things are, of course, safe to be put in your body, but not the environment. What in the world is going on here? What do you think, Larry? This is weird, beyond weird. Hello? Hello?
I need to go do my nose.
Oh, okay. Anyway, I'll read part of this. A truck carrying a shipment of 1.3 million doses for a Charlie Victor jabs was wrecked in West Virginia, prompting the airspace around the site of the incident to be closed down and a hazmat team to be dispatched. Now, somebody went down there, I guess, and was sent away, but they said all kinds of weird agencies were there. I mean, this was like, this was a radiation spill, or this was some huge toxic spill that they were so afraid was going to get out into the environment. Anyway, and the Department of Defense took it over. And this was on a near a waterway off of I-79. The Center for Threat Preparedness initially has been charged with trying to recover the jab medicine, but is no longer allowed to talk to the press now that the Department of Defense has gotten involved. Now, you have to remember something, folks. These so-called jabs were DARPA military. And DARPA is the one that does all this highly advanced research. And there's got to be a reason why they immediately blocked this off, set up all kinds of tents around it. They had all kinds of hazmat people responding to it. And it was taken over by the Department of Defense. Why? What do you think, Larry?
Well, you know, I guess you could say my law enforcement mode of thinking, you know, I'm thinking that about a few years ago, we had a truck with Pfizer flu vaccine run off the road and have a wreck. You think that the military or DOD and all of these others would respond? Well, of course not. It's a flu vaccine. So it's clear that this is much more insidious and much more something they need to cover up and hide.
Yeah. Yeah, so I guess probably we'll never know. If you got some sense and you've been following any of this, I guess 1 plus 1 equals 2, not 15. as modern math would teach you. So, you know, it's connect the dots, folks. It's all it is. And anyway, they did ask, what do Moderna Charlie Victor vials really contain that requires this extreme level of cleanup? Something that y'all might want to be thinking of before you roll up your sleeve for the third dose. Here's another headline, Larry. What do you think of this one? Red alert, false flag incoming. What does it mean when intelligence services start describing the next terror attack despite having no intelligence about it? And what does it mean when former cabinet officials start comparing bodily autonomy advocates to suicide bombers? And there's a false flag coming, and don't believe it, don't you believe it, when they pull it off. How would you interpret that? I would say this thing is going to come from an area maybe we don't know about.
Well, that's entirely possible, Stuart. We know that they've been desiring to promote a false flag, and of course, according to some of the insiders, they want to blame the anti-vaxxers. And so, and they also want to go after the patriots and the Christians and, you know, the gun holders, et cetera. So they're going to have to make certain false flags that operate a certain way, and it could come out anywhere, just literally anywhere. You know, I would say again, be ready to defend your family at your home. Just be ready.
Yeah. Yeah. Know your strategies. If you know they're coming, figure out a way to trap or just disappear. Who knows what they're going to be. And if you see blue helmets, you know it's the UN. And they're no friend of yours. They're not there to help you. Neither is our, unfortunately, our U.S. military. And unfortunately, probably a good share of the National Guard. And unfortunately, many sheriff departments, many police departments, and definitely not mercenaries. I would advise everyone, and I know Larry probably agree with this, go watch, if you've never seen it, the whole series on Jericho. It was called Jericho. And I believe that that was kind of a laid out program that they're preparing you for. What would you think about that, Larry?
Well, that was a phenomenal movie, and of course you can still get it, I think, at Amazon DVDs and possibly stream it. But yeah, there's a lot of real clues in that movie that are ripe for today.
Absolutely. Yep. Here's another one. Fauci suggests Americans will need to be triple jabbed, to be considered fully jabbed. So there you go. I mean, they're coming right out in the open with it now. And let's see. CDC says no Labor Day vacations without the jab. Labor Day is one of the most guilt-free holidays of the whole year, and it serves as our last real chance to get out and enjoy some of the nicer weather our nation has to offer. So, then the CDC says, because if you are unjabbed, you need to stay home. CDC director advised the unjabbed people against traveling over the upcoming Labor Day weekend as the U.S. battles back a surge of Charlie Victor hospitalizations caused by the highly contagious Delta variant. So there you go. You better stay home and have your papers ready and explain why you are an evil degenerate because you don't want to have your DNA manipulated. by something that doesn't cure you of Charlie Victor or anything else, but rather the reverse. It gives it to you. So anyway, you have to explain yourself, because you don't obviously love your neighbor. You don't have any concern for other people. And you do need to be locked down, if not terminated, at some isolation camp that's off the radar. And it's just incredible what they're coming out with. And people believe it, Larry. They're believing this stuff. What do you say?
Yeah, and what's interesting is Augusta was saying also that the people that have already received the jabs, he said there seems to be something different about those people. They even begin to think a little bit different, strangely. You know, he's not a conspiracy theorist, and he don't watch as many movies as I used to, but he says this is signs of zombieism.
Yeah, there is something going wrong in the disconnect between the unvaxxed or unjabbed and the jabbed is growing, and the anger between the two is growing. And as the super spreaders spread even more, I think that's going to deepen. And this may well be partly the reason why the Lord said, as this thing comes down to the mark, of, you know, why family members turn on each other and even turn them into the authorities. So this is bad. On Wrens.com, he had a young girl took the shot, and the spike caused clots and ruptured vessels all over her body. And likely these are inside her as well. And he's got pictures of her. It's terrible. With all this going on, we're still going to watch people line up for this new stuff that they got coming out. Samples from early Wuhan Charlie Victor patients had genetically modified HENAPA, one or two types of viruses sent from a Canadian lab, genetically modified. That's exactly what Barry Rothman found. Poison, fallen angels, modified poison. Yeah. And people still don't want to believe it. They just simply cannot believe it. Here's one for you, Larry. The government of South Australia has implemented a new policy requiring Australians to use an app with facial recognition software, geolocation, to prove that they are abiding by a 14-day quarantine for travel within the country. They're just going to be putting this inside of you so that you can be tracked 24/7, 365. And the only way they can do that, I believe, is why they're using this nanobot technology that forms what looks like even antenna within you. And it's amazing. They even now have videos of how this graphene oxide and the iron oxide all work together and self-assemble once they're in you. Now, they're lying when they say it does not enter into the cell. Even the manufacturers have said, basically, yes, it does. So the author of confusion is always Satan. That's how he operates. He gets people confused. They come out one day and say one thing. Next day they come out and say something just the opposite. So that people don't know, well, what is the truth? Here we are full of fear. We're fighting off this deadly pandemic, and it's going to kill thousands. And why? What is going on? Of course, you never get a straight answer, right? FEMA forcibly jabbing fighter evacuees. Did you hear about this one, Larry?
No, no, I haven't heard that.
Well, anyway, I guess this guy went back into where, you know, in New Orleans area to get some stuff out of his house and was blocked by FEMA and the CDC. And they were told, you cannot go in there unless you take the jab. Not a test. You have to take the jab itself. And this is what he was told. They weren't concerned. This is the driver who was trying to get in there. And I think he had his son with him. They weren't concerned for our safety or anything. Those guys had their hands on their rifles while the CDC folk hung behind them. First thing they asked me, if me and Chris had gotten the Charlie Victor shot, and if so, to show them the vaccination cards. And when Farrell admitted neither he or his son had gotten the jab, the FEMA agents became very combative and belligerent and admonished them for putting their friends and family at risk by not taking the shot like all patriotic Americans do. You get the drift, folks, of how where this is going? Anyway, they wouldn't let him in. Sent him back home because he refused to take the jab. So there you go. What else you got, Larry, you want to talk about?
Well, oddly enough, Barry Rothman's got a new Torah code up September the 2nd. It's the Obadullah Amin, basically Biden's savior, the individual in Afghanistan that saved Biden, basically. And with a code, there's 9 in the code, and it seems to indicate that Joe's going to leave him behind. And isn't it interesting that we're finding out that even the military were given orders that if U.S. citizens made it to the Kabul airport, they were not to be allowed and were not to be taken off Afghanistan soil. These people, this is so insidious, they left them there as a sacrifice.
Yes. Yep. Maybe even a bargaining chip of some sort for the Taliban to use. And here's something from Turner. There is a war to fight. The domestic enemy must be annihilated. Now, this is exactly, folks, what they want to happen. This is what they're trying to do, I believe, is push the American people into a revolution. And that's exactly what they want. They want these people to go out into the streets with guns and whatnot. And that's all they need. Then they can smack down with martial law, bring in a fully, programmed military, probably a lot of help from China, et cetera, and then America's gone. Because once you go under martial law, you don't have any more rights. Then they can do whatever they want. And I don't believe there's enough resistance out there. What do you think, Larry? Do you think there is?
I can't see that they're able to drum any of it up across the country even. I still fall back on a plan that if God himself doesn't intervene in this in a supernatural way, that we're past a point of no return and we are so deep into the end times, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, yeah. I think we're going to see some really bad stuff developing here fairly quickly. And what you just said reminded me of Art Bell. When I was on the Art Bell, we were talking about the apathetic American, and he said, they are so apathetic, you can't even get them to rise up off the couch to change a channel. They don't like watching. And that's about where we are. They're that apathetic. And you had a word from the Lord about apathy. So,
yeah,
I guess there it is.
I was told that there was a spirit of apathy over the land.
Yep, that's where it is. Well, folks, thanks for tuning in and listening. We're so glad to get Larry back on. And take care of yourself. This is a very virulent, whatever it is. And so take care of yourselves. And good night.